Governmental case in point of no return without receipt of goods. By End Politicians, September 1, 2022. Blog, Politics, Writing. Flea bitten by a collar of bits. Bit by bit, literally, government employed zeros are circulatory cinching one's privacy, therefore liberty and ultimately freedom, in their unquestionably unqualified underling inhabitants of tributary positional power over the masses, unbeknownst to their vacuously vacated vocalization vessel between the ears void that should be avoided at all costs, yet somehow passes as reason, as the dead of their zero-depth perception leads the entire citizenry into forced moral bankruptcy, all for an unbalanced check of continual omnipresent governmental withdrawal of self-reliant and respective accounts of proud independence shunning the gaping maw of bad breath that feeds upon the true individual's soul wanting nothing to do with the lobotomized mind of state of mind. Come get your universal basic indoctrination. Alternatively, I could have just said that government is full of useful idiots, to go along with the just plain old idiots who meld together in the sewer of self-deceit that seems to be untreatable in a way other than to be piped way offshore away from any landed geographical location to let them drown in their innocent steaming piles of globalist shit. Yes, these politician and bureaucratic turds are not even capable of being polished due to their loose nature of single-dimensional existence. It is imperative that we do not let governmental number twos trap, then track and trace freedom-loving individuals within an inescapable barrage of globalist-induced zeros and ones intended to invoke negative powers onto the billions of subjects. Digitization, more specifically digital IDs, the globalist disorder of monopolistic order is what I have been rambling on about, though it took me 234 words of cryptic and illogical riddling to finally spit it out of my cerebral cortex for your intake. The shallows of my mind dive into the depths of despair, as my cries of help and parallel tears warmly fill the treading chamber made of straight a building. In the past, or very illusion of such, I have written of the Globalist International Monetary Fund, Bank for International Settlements, World Economic Forum infiltration of supposedly sovereign governments workings in order to conspire with said treasonous politicians and useful idiot bureaucrats in order to trap Canadian and other sovereign country citizens in a digital currency regime for the premeditated purpose of being able to utterly destroy any individual or entity that does not toe the line of willingly allowing the globalist cartel to put their gout-ridden foot up one's backside for any reason and time frame of intended compliance testing violations. Well, this time it is different. No, not the perverted sickly symbiotic relationship of sleaze between institutional globalist scum and treasonous governmental puppets all too willing to selfishly gorge on globalist cartel crumbs, as the just plain old government idiots enact privacy and freedom robbing legislation strictly for a salary and undeserved government pension. That aspect is clearly the same. This time it is all about the institutional globalist digitization of nations through digital IDs, personal identification. So be a good globalist slave and do not question, resist, think for yourself, or dare to love freedom, liberty, independence, a truly sovereign country, or logic-infused pondering. After all, your universal basic income, commie stipend, ability to enter government buildings and navigate government institutions, Revenue Canada, pension, passport, freedom of travel, and coming social credit score all depend upon subservient non-think and following the bleeding herd to the abattoir of government population homogenization. Through and through consistent inconsistency of morality and decency, all the while chock full of vitamin G supplement, government mind pudding. Open up and say, duh. Digital ID checkpoint. If you want to become irritated, mentally disheveled and bored to the point of falling asleep due to reading something produced by an entity so thick it makes the Earth's mantle seem like the epidermis of a hemophiliac hypochondriac afflicted with dermatitis, then read this paper from the Government of Canada, Canada's Digital Ambition 2022. Everybody get your pillow ready. It is a nonsensical nightmare. Time to wield one's personal responsibility and pillow smother the disease-addled body and necrotize government mind pudding. Trust me, This will be the most humane mercy killing known to people kind. Think of the inheritance. Pu that putrid whiff of the whiff. It is not hard to fathom that the globalist riddled, mind-addled World Economic Forum has been one of the major mouthpieces for digital IDs for years now. Here is one of their recent braggadocio pieces about the urgency, necessity, roles, assessments of digital IDs. Of course, the virtuous need for compliant governments to participate is a major theme. And let us not forget, the WIF has in their pocket current and former personnel from the IMF, World Bank, sovereign central banks, former and current reasonist politicians, including this son of two commies' superb waste of atoms, and this seemingly to the moon, pill-popping globalist double-fisting brown-noser. And do not forget about the teutonic twit Klaus Schwab bragging about penetrating half of Canada's cabinet. Yeah, it turns out the difference between a conspiracy and the truth is only about 6 months. Canada truly is not a sovereign country. Canada's two top leaders of Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister are in bed with what sure seems to be a globalist criminal cartel, who then take globalist-produced constructs such as digital currencies and digital IDs and then pass on the pre-arranged plans for the lifetime run of the mill idiot bureaucrats to all too eagerly and gloatingly bring into function in order to further hand control of Canadians' privacy and freedom, therefore existence, to globalist institutional machinations of infecting infiltration. Back to the digital toilet paper. Canada's Digital Ambitions 2022 paper sure is an admission of incompetence on behalf of government for decades past, as it constantly states through current function that government logic and operability is lacking through the inability to navigate government websites, including long wait times, non-ease of use, non-modernization, unnecessary overly complicated applications, outdated technology. Canada's Digital Ambitions 2022 paper, if able to be read between the lines, sure seems like a plan to integrate all facets of government, only to eventually only have access to government services and programs with what will be a government-supplied digital ID. Though expect your governmental shame to come up with some catchy double-speak pseudonym for the digital ID, such as a citizen benefit impact or something along those lines. After all, life is better being a benefit-impacted citizen, said any politician everywhere. Vote for me, I'll let you have it, big time. Now bend over and let me in. It is not hard to foresee the outcome of what will happen with this modernization, or digitization of government services, so to speak. In the end, as from the beginning, government will still be stocked with the talent, as they so call it, that has been and will continue to be employed into the current mess that they admit to have willingly steered right into under their own lack of perseverance, general upkeep and quality control. Sure, government systems will become linked in a way that will allow the overseers to intrude more easily and efficiently into subjects' lives, under the guise of serving the populace more efficiently, though realistically nothing will really change other than now needing a secure substrate to navigate the new digitized government regime. The new citizen benefit impact. After all, it will still be the same inefficiency of government comfort manually processing the hands-on aspect needed to complete the chain, who now, thanks to COVID, many are allowed to work from home away from any regime of discipline or continuity. But hey, we'll all be forced to inherit a controlling non-escapable digital ID. Oh, and don't forget about a higher tax burden to pay for the theft of our freedom. Step right up, zero dignity needed. And do not think in any way that a digital ID will negate the element of fraud in any meaningful impact. No doubt a digital ID is strictly a globalist control apparatus to expedite the elimination of personal freedom. A social credit score goes hand in hand with a digital ID. Just wait for it. Certainly no globalist respecting politicians will ever sign into law the banning of a digital ID. Not even a brown-nosing conservative. Certainly in the past a driver's license, social insurance number, birth certificate, bank card, and passport never prevented myself from navigating the world and its accompaniments in any way, shape or fashion. What has changed other than the globalist cartel scum telling their governmental puppets that digital IDs are necessary for the benefit of peoplekind? So now politicians and bureaucratic slaves sleepwalk into overbearing digitization full speed ahead? That's right, fear of losing control of the globalist racket, so the ability to track every human and every digital transaction 24/7, 365 needs to implement it. Humanity might just be the greatest resource of all. No wonder the control apparatus is a major priority for the globalist and their crumb-snorting puppets. The way government may end up enacting the compliant use of said digital IDs will be through the manipulation of the millions who have become fully dependent in their existence to government handouts, such as welfare, Canada pension plan, income tax refunds, tax credits, and other handouts that government bribes the dupes with in order to give themselves and the globalist scum an existence that should not be to anywhere near the degree it has become. Welcome to Service Canada. Said millions of teat sucklers will unwaveringly give away any and all information, along with the barely existing rendered shred of remaining dignity that wallows in their government coopered dwelling, all to collect a government pittance that has already been stolen from the masses and returned to the asses in a fraction of its original denomination, or will selfishly cave in for the chance at another immediate government-controlled gratification. Government's major reason for existence is to get as much of society hooked on their false power structure as dependents, who are then to be wielded against the independent. Digital IDs will follow the same pattern. The writing on the government wall of shame. The following paragraph comes right out of Canada's Digital Ambitions 2022, and it clearly spells out the camouflaged plans to capture society within what sure seems to be a globalist cartel-controlled digital ID system. GC must build in privacy and security from the outset and use an information-centric approach so that we can deliver services where only trusted and verified users can access protected assets. Now there is a serious linguistic foreshadowing to the coming control regime. And so you know, GC is supposed to be short for Government of Canada, as it has been shortened to such in the Canada's Digital Ambitions 2022 paper. Though it makes one wonder when the fact that Canada's Prime Minister, as well as Deputy Prime Minister, are servants of the globalist institutional power of the World Economic Forum and its accompanying partners, if the GC is in fact is the abbreviation for globalist cartel, globalist cabal, or perhaps just plain old globalist council? Entrance to the World Economic Forum. And just who does write these GC white papers? At the beginning there is a foreword by the President of the Treasury Board, along with the Chief Information Officer of Canada, to somewhat make it seem as if they had a part in the authorship. Bureaucratic government lawyers taking orders from the globalist cartel perhaps? You know, like René Maria Tremblay, Senior Counsel on the Supreme Court of Canada, being penetrated by the globalist shithole organization of the World Economic Forum? Not enough for you. How about Policy Horizons Canada being directed by another Klaus Schwab puppet known as Christel van der Elst? Probably just another globalist coincidence. Hey, what kind of country do you want to live in? A globalist-controlled puppet government nightmare as it stands now, or a governance system designed for Canadians by Canadians with the ability to have a choice other than voting for a globalist beholden puppet every few years, only to watch the ever-growing debt burden and continued erosion of privacy, freedom, liberty, dignity, morality and common sense? Got courage? Being a Canadian citizen that truly cares about responsibility, accountability, true sovereignty, hard work, honesty, intelligent governance, vigilance, and other life-affirming positive attributes, I wrote this article about Canada's descent into the globalist governance quicksand of slow death. Though the same is happening in all countries of the West as well as other geographical locations, so just insert your country in lieu of Canada as things devolve ever deeper into the void of a globalist shithole. A Royal Invitation CR.